by that record that you've always wanted and you finally find it, you know? So, yeah, I digress a bit there, but Benny Spellman, as far as the dancers were concerned, that was the ultimate dancer. And it was one of those when the intro came on, you just got that buzz down your spine and you just wanted to get on the floor.
So, and the record is?
And the record is Benny Spellman and the Fortune Teller.
I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." Surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why she made a fool of me. Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love.
Get my fortune told for free.
If ever there was a 100-mile-an-hour dancer, that's the one. Although a lot of them were in Mr. Ems. In fact, really, it has to be said that Mr. Ems was famous for the very up-tempo, fast, super-fast dancers. And yeah, Fortune Teller certainly fell into that category by Benny Spellman.
All right then, time flying by. I can't believe how time does fly.
It always does when you're enjoying yourself.
It does, Dave. And you know, last track, unfortunately, for us to talk about is a song which was one of my all-time favourites, I must admit, to Dems. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah.
Mel Torme.
We're talking Mel Torme. I mean, Mel Torme, to me, I think crooners, you know. I think Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin, that sort of guy. You know, it was very much lounge music he did, but he came up with this gem, which I think accidentally became a Northern Soul record. It's sort of slow, smooth, click finger-clicking type of tune. And White Guy as well, which is also rather unusual. There weren't many white artists who had successful Northern Soul careers. Again, he didn't have a career on the Northern scene, but this one-off was also done by D.D. Sharp as well, incidentally. But this was Mel Torme, and it's called Coming Home, Baby.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
You're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
And you're coming home.
And I never will go away. I'm coming home.
coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Who ought to either ride or phone?
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're
baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Mr. M special on the Hit Mix 107.5 from a guy who, well, he was there from the very beginning and really spinning the tunes even to this day, my very special studio guest, Dave Everson. Dave, final question from me before we go into the finale. Wigan Casino alone, Mr. M's was a totally different concept to a lot of people. Like I say, you've even said it yourself from your own mouth that people went there in M's just for the oldies and they weren't even really bothered what was going on in the main room or even what was even being released at the time. I'll use the word release or was being discovered at the time on the Soul Circuit. They went there for the oldies and they were oldies through and through. What do you think the casino meant to those people? But more importantly, Dave Everson, what did it mean to you from that first day?
Well, it was a privilege and an honour to reactivate and be nostalgic, if you like, and bring back memories of people's youth. Because, you know, OK, I'm in my 60s now. I was then in my early 30s, you know, late 20s, just come out of the army. And I wanted to be reminded of what I'd grown up with in the youth clubs of Stoke-on-Trent, because Stoke-on-Trent and like places like Wolverhampton and this sort of M6 corridor, that was what you heard in the youth clubs of the day. You know, you didn't hear chart stuff. It was, I can remember going into the Cine Bowl in Hanley and hearing Shake Me, Wake Me for the first time, you know, amazing, you know, that was what they played. So black music was very much a big part of this area and indeed, as I say, right up and way past Wigan. And I don't want to upset people who live on the other side of the country, but I think it's fair to say that as far down as Watford Gap and then after that it was Funk and James Brown, really. You know, not really uncommon, but that's what he was and that they had their thing. So it was a very integral part of growing up. It really was. And as I say, we like to educate people with things that maybe they hadn't heard before, but we knew they were going to enjoy. It was a real honour to literally dig out these tunes and think, oh, wow, I can remember dancing to that at the wheel. I'm sure they'll like this. And they wanted to know more about it. As I say, it wasn't like going to an ordinary nightclub. And we weren't just playing the new release of the day. In fact, we certainly weren't playing the new release of the day in Mr. M's. And they weren't playing the new release of the day downstairs in the main room of the casino. What they were doing was playing the rare danceable. It had to be rare and danceable. That's what Northern Soul is. Rare, danceable and collectible. It has to be those three ingredients, you know. And then oldies were the memories. And yes, it was a great honour. It was a great honour for all the DJs. And I must mention them all, Robbie, because it is very important that they get mentioned. Brian Rigby, Alan Kane, Steve Whittle, now living in Minorca. Brian Ray, not too well at the moment, get well soon. And myself, the Soul Twins, Neil and Stuart Brackenbridge, Derek Gal Gallagher is still around. Kenny Spence, sadly no longer with us, nor is Mike Rollo. And Ian Wills, who came along sort of in the last year of Mr. M's. You know, they were the resident DJs there who, over a long period of time, I mean, let's not forget the whole point of this show, really, and the whole point of referring back to this amazing club. It really was an accident it ever came along in the first place. And I remained there until for the whole duration of 8 years, pretty well, give or take a few months, is quite incredible. And have its own identity. So it was an unsung hero of Northern Soul. And to the extent that, and this is the lovely story, that we've had hundreds and hundreds of Wigan Casino reunions. I mean, I don't look at gift horses on the map. I've been very fortunate to do them because I DJed there. So I've done loads of reunions all over Europe, actually. I mean, literally all over Europe. But mainly in the UK, of course, a year in, year out, we've had hundreds. But nobody had ever thought of giving Mr. M's his own little revival night. When I say little, 2 years ago, two lovely guys by the name of Ian Neil Abrahams and Mark Hayden, who are ex-Mr. M's like yourself, just dancers themselves, but happened to live in Wigan, said, do you know what? Let's have a Mr. M's night. They did 350 tickets in less than 4 hours.
Amazing.
And consequently, they're having one every year. Now, what has amazed me, although I don't want to cut, I don't want to start something here, but what has amazed me is that nobody else has done it. Usually there's a big bandwagon. And amazingly, nobody else has done it as well. But let's hope that remains the way. Let's keep it, you know, just once a year. Maybe that's being very selfish. I don't know. But it was such an important part of a lot of people's lives. And, you know, we laugh and joke about it, but I know how important it was to you. And you're a good example of people who genuinely really did, you know, they had this appetite and enthusiasm to get there. And what's you going to play next? You know, oh, God, I've never heard this. Oh, wow, I haven't heard that for years. That's what it's all about. And we still do it to this day.
Dave, we kicked off Mr. M's all those years ago. First record played was Mickey Lee Lane, Hey Selene.
Yeah.
Dave, I wasn't there at the very end, unfortunately. I stopped 3 years prior to the closing of M's, so sadly I wasn't there on the last night. And I need to know this, and I know that you've got the answer. What was the last record played at M's and who played it?
Well, it was my very good colleague, you know, Mr. Steve Whittle, another Wigan lad, and he'd been there for the whole duration of the casino and Mr. M's. And he was the one who was lucky enough, while I was downstairs doing the 3 before 8, he was doing the last one. Actual fact, because of course it finished at 6 o'clock, and whereas the downstairs finished at 8, but Mr. M's finished at 6 o'clock, and he had the privilege of playing the very last record of Mr. M's, which was actually, ironically, a blue-eyed soul singer with a fabulous voice. We all know the great Frankie Valli. But, you know, unusually, it wasn't Four Seasons. And this was a rare record on Mo West, which is a subsidiary of Motown. Again, itself, that was quite unusual. But this, in fairness, had been played downstairs by Ruskin Stanley, I think it's fair to say, started it. I might be wrong on that one. But it was, of course, a newie, if you like. But by the time 1981 came along and it was the end of Mr. M's, it had become an oldie. Because it had been played years before. It was the perfect choice to finish the night. Frankie Valli, it was the night and the end of an era.
Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure to sit in your presence, not only as a friend, but of course somebody that, as years went by, that I looked upon as being, like I say, you've mentioned the three. I'm not going to tell you where you were in my top three, but you were in the three. There was three of you.
I was third out of three.
No, you weren't. You're a lot higher than that. You've given many, many years of great service to this industry.
Thank you, Robbie.
No, you really have. And I'm not the only one to think this. At the length and breadth of the United Kingdom.
I'm in my 50th year this year, DJ.
Well, congratulations for that, Dave. Congratulations for that. But it's been great to be in your company. And if you could just sum it up. Just sum it up in a few words. What you think?
How can you put 8 years into 8 seconds? But I know what you mean. I can't stress enough how very important Mr. M's was to the Northern Soul scene. It really was. We keep using this word integral, but it really was. It's crucial that we had memories as well as finding newies, 60s newies. Again, you use that contradictory wording. Northern Soul fans know exactly what I mean. I think it's important that people have their memories. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all, you know, and collectors as well, you know, they want to buy the old records as well that they haven't heard or seen for years. That was it, really. It was there at the right time. It was, let's face it, it was more than helped by the fact that it was within the Wigan Casino, you know, in itself. It was well established after that first year, so the timing was absolutely perfect. But I think it would have survived on its own in a building in, I don't know, Dewsbury or Stoke, to be honest with you. Somewhere needed to be 100% oldies venue, and that was it.
Robbie Benson, Dave Everson, Mr. M Special.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Robbie.
Love and affection, a heart so true. Are yours for the asking? I've got it all right here for you. You needn't be lonely. You shouldn't be blue. I'll design a life of love for you, and here's all you got to do. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good hugging, won't you call on me? You can't live alone. Your whole life through, everybody needs.
the future, and I can see my future in you.
Indeed, a pretty cool little thing that we just did for the last hour and, 10 minutes or something like that? You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hope you're doing all right. We have just been listening to a show that was recorded in 2017. And in tribute to Mr. M's, which ran from 1974 to 1981, it was the number one oldies room of a Northern Soul in Wigan. And you heard DJ Dave Everson, who was one of the host DJs there. And a very interesting kind of, well, you may be not into the music of Northern Soul, and it's a collector, as they mentioned, it was a collector's. It had a certain sound, and it had to be danceable, and that's what it was. Northern Soul is really all about, and you know, I grew up with that stuff, and so it was very interesting. I never went to Wigan Casino Soul Night, but I did go to Mr. M's, and I did go to Wigan Casino to watch rock bands, which were always on as well. And so it was kind of interesting to kind of see that contrast. Who did I see there? I saw Wild Horses, which was Jimmy Baines and Brian Robertson's offshoot, and Side Cafe. I think I saw Side Cafe there with the late Paul Young as well, when they're in their early days. But the place hosted a whole bunch. I mean, Dusty Springfield played there back in the day. It was around. One thing they did have wrong: it wasn't built in 1921. It was actually built in 1895. So it was. It is quite old. Quite old. And formerly called the Empress Ballroom. My dad used to go there watching big bands in the 50s. So a little bit of history there. Sadly, the place burnt down in September 1981, just after I emigrated to Canada. It had nothing to do with me. It's now just got a blue plaque where it used to be. All right, we're going to change back into regular stuff. Now, the Pineapple Thief are a band from Yeovil, Yeovil's in Kent, down south somewhere. They are coming to Vancouver, I believe, in December, which is still quite a way. But I have been in touch with the band, and they are going to be on the show at some point in the very near future. So I'm talking to the people there, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from them, because they're kind of they're kind of new. I think they have a new album out, but I've not got it yet. But we're going to play a couple of tracks from It Leads to This, which came out in 2014, I believe. Anyway, the first track you're going to hear is Every Trace of Us, and then a track called Rubicon. Hope you enjoy it, and if you can handle the change of gears, so can I.
I won't. Oh,
necessary end.